Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Orioles lose after blowing an 8-0 lead, 12-8 last night. They try for the split tonight at 7:30 in Tampa. Charlie Morton on the mound, Baltimore Baseball Night with the Bone, and Jim Hunter at 6 here on the Fan. Let's talk some Orioles and MLB now. As we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, we're joined by Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider Call is presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. And Tony, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. The Orioles have had their share of bad losses this year, but we feel like that was the worst of a rancid bunch. How do you recover from a loss like that?
It's tough. I mean, you know, they lost that game even before the ninth. I mean, by the time you had gotten the seventh, Tampa had already caught them and was able to add a few more runs to give them some cushion. But you kind of got to turn the page. I think anytime you're in a season like a Major League Baseball season, it is in your best interest, win or lose, quite frankly, to turn the page and start to focus in on the next day. And no matter how difficult that may be or how bad of a loss it has been, you can't go into the next game still thinking about what happened the night before. You're pretty much going to be useless.
Tony, if you're Mike Elias, should you try to get ahead of things and deal some of your players now, like a Cedric Mullins, for instance? I know we're going to get into the Raffy Devers trade in a minute, but we just saw a blockbuster trade take place this week. You don't have to wait till the end of July.
I would get ahead of it. I mean, the Orioles still have a good young core that is not going anywhere right now. And so if you can kind of, I wouldn't say, you know, it's kind of a restart, if you will, right? You can move a guy like Mullins. You can move some of the pieces that, you know, are a little bit older that would be better suited on a team that, you know, is likely going to contend and still be able to add to your team for next year and the years beyond. I would go that route. The question will be, does Elias really believe that his team is completely out of it? I would say most GMs, especially of his ilk, probably are going to wait a little bit longer, but that window in the amount of teams that are going to be interested in getting players like a Mullins, I think will be large. And so you'll have a bigger pool to choose from if you get out in front of it, as you said earlier.
I feel like yet again, people are not giving the Tampa Bay Rays enough credit here. Like the Orioles are complaining about the heat, you know, from playing down there a couple days. They're playing every home game down there. Like, people are complaining about having to play a series in that ballpark, minor league stadium, double A ballpark. Like, they lost their home stadium. They don't live particularly close to this stadium, and they've had to relocate there, and they're kicking everybody's ass. Like, they've won 21 of their last 27 ball games or whatever. Like, I don't know, man. And Kevin Cash just continues to find ways to manipulate games to help them win. You know, like, their young players are, I mean, Aranda and Caminero are performing like all-stars. Like, I don't feel like it's a national story.
you know, in some ways, Tampa's kind of built for this, right? They're built to be able, they already played in a place that, you know, no one in particular really liked going to anyway, including the home team. And so they're, in some ways, they're almost built for a situation like this where they got to plan a completely different stadium than is theirs, and can turn it into kind of a weapon, because it's going to be the same across the league. Guys are going to go in there, and by the second day, you're going to be over it. It's going to remind you of spring training. And I think for those guys in who play for Tampa, they become used to it. It's their everyday norm. And so I'm not really all that surprised to see that they're playing that well in general. We saw them earlier this year, and they put it to the pods a little bit. So it's not a surprise to see them playing it. And then you add on top of it the kind of circumstances they're in, I can see other teams, you know, not performing well there.
Talking to Tony Gwynn Jr. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. Well, let's get to the Rafael Devers trade. Your reaction to that deal, what's it do for the NL West, and what the heck are the Red Sox doing?
Yeah, the latter, I'm still trying to figure out. I think they're still trying to figure it out, honestly. I just think that situation was mishandled on all ends, right? I think the communication initially when they were going to go after Bregman certainly had to be better, and it wasn't. I think Devers certainly didn't do himself any favors by the way he handled it initially. But it does raise your antennas, right, when he does get to a new team and all of a sudden he's willing to do some of the things that he was asked to do in Boston. And I think that goes back to the communication part. I think in terms of the West, man, it doesn't get any tougher. The three teams being the Dodgers, Giants, Padres, and I don't even think you can really eliminate the Diamondbacks. I know their pitching has been in shambles, but they can hit, man. They put up some runs, and so therefore they're not out of any game. But it's only made the division tougher. I expect that the Giants offensively will improve, and it's gonna be a dogfight to the end. I have the sneaky suspicion.
Let's stick in the NL West. The Dodgers have taken the first three games of the four-game series against the Padres. They've won five of the six games this season against the Padres. How can San Diego get over that Dodgers hump?
They are going to have to find a way to slow down 6-9 in the lineup. It has absolutely killed the Padres. The big three have really been held down quiet for their standards. And I think that's how you have to approach a series with the Dodgers. But, I mean, guys like Páez are killing the Padres. Will Smith has had a tremendous series. Tommy Edman has been a dude. And those guys are particularly hitting really 6-9 in their lineup. Muncy has been a problem. And so, you know, when those guys are getting on and you're giving, you know, the one or two opportunities to Shohei or Mookie or Freeman to score, they've been cashing them in. And that's really been the difference in the series. The 6-9 has performed a whole lot better on the Dodgers side than it has for the Padres.
Tony Gwynn Jr., always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We'll chat next week.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a good day.
It was Odyssey MLB Insider Tony Gwynn Jr. with supplies and solutions for every industry. Granger has the right product for you. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by. Coming up next, we get to the Ravens, and they made a big move yesterday, signing Jair Alexander to a one-year deal worth up to $6 million. What could his impact be for the Ravens? We're going to tell you next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.